curiosity, ideas, comments, and questions. You may reach us by email, curious@radiocurious.org. Christina Onnestad is our associate producer, and I'm host and producer, Barry Vogel. Thank you for listening.
Your listener-driven, community-powered alternative news program, People of Interest.
People of Interest.
People of Interest.
People of Interest is CKUW's morning news magazine.
Tune in to People of Interest for what concerns you and your community.
These are today's headlines.
In local news, a chief in northern Manitoba says his band can't afford to have their homes inspected for fire hazards. Metro News. Manitoba flood forecasters warn that high water levels this fall could lead to flooding in the spring. Winnipeg Free Press. Manitoba Premier Greg Selinger's popularity rating is 17%, ranking him very bottom among provincial leaders, according to an Angus Reid poll. CBC. In national news, researchers at the University of Guelph are one step closer to stopping the disease known as American fowl brood that affects the honeybee larva, Globe and Mail. And the province of British Columbia has approved the controversial Site C hydroelectric dam amidst opposition from First Nations and environmental groups, CBC. And the Calgary Zoo remains committed to rehabilitating the endangered sage grouse, despite a tough year, Metro News. And in international news, sadly, at least 132 students and 9 staff have been killed in the Peshawar region of Pakistan after Taliban gunmen broke into a school and opened fire. Northernnews.ca.
This news break was brought to you by People of Interest.
Today on People of Interest, I interviewed former NDP MLA Marty Dolan about his efforts to lobby the current provincial NDP government to provide health care for war resistor Joshua Key. And we heard audio from the CCPA's annual State of the Inner City report at Thunderbird House. And lastly, we had a report from Julian Cooper about the University of Winnipeg Students Association Party celebrating recent changes to the provincial student loan program. For more local, national, and international news, and to stream or download today's program of People of Interest, please visit ckuw.ca. You can also go to our blog at ckuwnews.ca for other content.
Or tune in
every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 8 to 9 a.m.
on CKUW
85.9 FM.
I'm asking a universal question this morning.
Amen.
Where did you spend Christmas Day? Did you spend Christmas Day in jail?
Amen.
Now you spent Christmas Day somewhere.
Yeah.
And did you spend Christmas Day in jail?
In jail.
I didn't see the church.
No.
Yes. Wasn't in Sunday school.
Well.
Uh-huh. Wasn't at the BYPU meeting. Wasn't at the prayer meeting.
Yeah.
All right. Did you spend Christmas Day in jail?
Yeah.
Well, did you spend Christmas Day? Where did you spend Christmas Day?
Well,
I'm talking about the 25th day of December in 1929.
All right.
Well, did you spend Christmas Day? Did you spend Christmas Day in jail? Did you visit your friend? Did you take a trip on the train? In your automobile?
All right.
Did you spend Christmas Day?
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Sands Hotel is proud to present the star of our show.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Are you ready for star time? Are you ready for star time? All right, let's bring to the stage
Mr. Personality himself, singing Personality.
Over and over, I tried to prove my love to you. Over and over. What more can I do? Over and over, my friend says I'm a fool. But over and over, I'll be a fool for you. 'Cause you've got talk.
Personality.
Talk.
Personality.
Smile.
Personality.
Charm.
Personality.
Love.
Personality.
And plus you got a great big heart. Now over.
Over and over.
And over.
Over and over.
Whoa, I'll be a fool for you.
Over and over.
Now over.
Over and over.
And over.
Over and over.
What more can I do? 'Cause you've got
personality.
Walk.
Personality.
Talk.
Personality.
Smile.
Personality.
Charm.
Personality.
Love.
Personality.
And plus you got a great big heart. Now over.
Over and over.
And over.
Over and over.
Whoa, I'll be a fool for you.
Over and over.
Now over.
Over and over.
And over.
Over and over.
What more can I do? Whoa, whoa. I said that I loved you over and over, honey, 'cause it's the truth. Over and over, they still says I'm a fool. But oh, over and over, I'll be a fool for you, 'cause you've got
personality.
Walk.
Personality.
Smile.
Personality.
Charm.
Personality.
Love.
Personality.
Plus you got a great big heart. Now over.
Over and over.
And over.
Over and over.
Whoa,
over
I'll
and
be
over.
A fool for you.
Over and over.
Now over.
Over and over.
And over.
Over and over.
What more can I do?
And welcome to another edition of Amateur Hour here on CKW 95.9 FM, where bad is good and worse is even better. Today, it's our annual Christmas special, number 2 in a 3-part series.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's so easy. It's so easy to do the show around this time. But I'm sick of all my crappy Christmas music, so I asked Ben here from Classical Gas Emissions to come on the show and bring his Christmas collection.
My crappy Christmas collection, yeah.
Because there's some remarkable finds in this. I knew he'd be bringing something to the table that would even blow my mind. So far, we haven't even got started, and just by looking at what he's brought today is already blown my mind. So I'm very excited to share this crappy Christmas music with all you listeners out there. And first of all, thanks for coming back on, Ben.
You're oh so welcome.
Yeah, so the first thing, right off the bat... Los Navidinos or Los Navidinos? Yeah.
How come every group that covers this song has to start with the word loss?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the Macarena Christmas.
Macarena Christmas.
I didn't bring the 23-minute version, though.
Oh.
Yeah, or else it would take up most of the show. Wow. So I brought the radio version.
Well, thank you for that.
And I wasted $3 on this CD.
Just for this opportune time.
I started collecting Macarena memorabilia. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, again, like that's, you know, these trends too. I'm sure there's swing Christmas and, you know, those 15-minute fame type Christmas.
Yeah.
You know,
like, they got to cash in somehow.
Yeah. So we're going to hear that, and we're also going to hear Jingle Babies.
Oh, yeah. That's a bad one. You know how we're listening to the Jingle Cats right now, right? The same company made a Jingle Babies album.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's
torture.
If you're out there and just love the sound of Christmas music and crying babies, then you'll enjoy this next set.
That's pretty
Jingle
much.
Jingle Babies.
Yep, that's
doing
it.
Doing Jingle Bells. Oh. All right. This is Amateur Hour. We're bad is good, and worse is even better, and there's nothing worse than Christmas music and Macarena Christmas. 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hey, party people everywhere! Do you hear this? Time to get into the Christmas cheer! Let's get together and sing Alleluia! Get on the floor and do the Macarena! Dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para darle alegría y cosa buena. Dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena, hey, Christmas time.
Macarena tiene un novio que se llama, que se llama de apellido Vitorino. De la pura la bandera los muchachos se la dio con dos amigos.
All right, this look like too much fun. Let's get Frosty on the floor. Let's see him do the Macarena in the sun.
Frosty the snowman was a jolly happy soul. With a conca pipe and button nose and a two-eyed narrow cold. Frosty the snowman was alive as he could be. As the children say, he can laugh and play just the same as you and me. Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para darle alegría y cosa buena. Dale a tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena. Have a Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Noche de paz, noche de amor.
Hey!
God, this is terrible.
I seem to always be able to bring one that'll make you cut it off early.
Yeah. You are probably the only guest I've ever had that actually that's been successful at that.
Yeah.
But this is all the Jingle Babies I could take. Oh, so terrible. But we also have lots more terrible music.
We certainly do.
Here on Amateur Hour, more bad is good, worse even better. And really, I argue that is probably the worst kind of Christmas music ever. The Jingle Cats is one thing, but Jingle Babies.
Yeah. Oh. Cats are cute. Babies crying are, well.
No.
That's not cute.
That's not cute
at
all.
It just grates on your nerves. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
This is not, like, what is the mom that picked this one up? Because you don't have one of those that actually, you know, it's already doing it for
you. Yeah.
Anyway, so we got Box Lunch coming up.
Yep.
Box Lunch, which I believe this was on VPW, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Back in 92?
Yeah.
91, 92, somewhere around there. And I recorded it off of, it was a Johnny Sizzle's
Entertainment Watch show. Yeah.
Long time ago.
And it was kind of like a punk band, and they had a song called Eggnog.
Yeah.
About love and eggnog. And then we're also going to hear another kind of cable access moment, Henrietta and Myrna.
Yeah, my most successful YouTube video.
Yeah.
Just recently I had a TV station over in Britain contact me asking, you know, to sign some rights or whatever to let them use it on their Christmas special. I told them I probably have the only copy of it, so, you know, go ahead and use it.
There you go.
I said, okay, and I'll never get to see it.
Yeah. And, it's Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Yeah.
Nice little Jesus song for you.
Exactly.
And which one was the one that wasn't really into it, I think, or were they both into it?
The older one got into it after a little bit, and the younger one just did not want to do it.
Just shut down
she's like,
kind of went
get
through
me
it.
Out of here.
Yeah. but now she's a YouTube sensation.
She's a sensation. Yeah.
So, all right, Box Lunch, Henrietta and Myrna, and we'll be back with George Westcott and some Moog here on Amateur Hour. We're bad as good and worse even better. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Thank you.
And we're back here on Amateur Hour. Bad is good and worse is even better. It's our Christmas Craptapular number 2. Expect next week we're going to be doing, of course, as we do every year, the full Star Wars Christmas album, Christmas in the Stars. But today I have guest Ben from Classical Gas Emissions to bring his collection of Christmas crap.
Oh, yeah.
And, that we just heard some VPW cable access type stuff, Henrietta and Myrna, and Box Lunch doing Eggnog, one of the only eggnog-related songs out there.
The only one as far as I know.
Yeah. I'm sure there's another one. There's got to be one or two.
Well, now you're going to make
me search for it. But not as good as that, Box Lunch. Quintessentially the seminal work of Box Lunch. next we have George Westcott,
yeah,
who had a Christmas album. Now, what's the story behind George?
I'm not sure where I picked up this tape. It was on one of my runs throughout Manitoba in their thrift stores. And I think he's from Newfoundland. He's holding a mandolin here. And he's bald. He's kind of fat.
Yeah. Well, he's perfect. And he put a Christmas song.
Yeah, and he plays almost every instrument on this album except for the accordion.
Oh.
You know, I think he's going to have to work on that personally. You disappoint me, yeah. George.
What kind of era are we looking at here?
1991.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and they're like original Christmas songs, right? Some covers, some original.
Yeah, some covers. I brought one original and one cover.
Cool. So
yep,
we're going to go with Pork Up Your Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Pork Up Your Christmas.
Yes.
Okay. Hopefully, when we come back, I won't be kicked off air. And then we're going to follow that up with a White Christmas.
Yeah, the White Christmas version is pretty good. He does a fantastic keyboard solo in it.
Ooh. Looking forward to it. Here's some George Westcott, the creme de la creme of the crap here on Amateur Hour, where bad is good and worse seem better. CKUW 95.9 FM. Happy Jesus Day.
Santa came around on his reindeer last night. Got out of his sled, pulled his breeches up tight. It's the door I'll be using, not the chimney, that's right. I knows that I gained 50 pounds. He picked up his sack and slid off of the roof. Came down on the back porch, but somebody goofed. A barrel of salt pork was left on the steps, and Santa fell into the pickle. Oh, what a pickle he's in. He's pickle and pork from his feet to his chin. His sack is all greasy with pickle and pork. Oh, what a pickle he's in. Now we were all drinking homebrew and hag ale, and a small drop of moonshine from Granny's old pail. We heard the commotion out on the back porch, so we ran to see what was the matter. Santa said, what a fine kettle of fish. The children will certainly not get their wish. I'm stuck in this salty old barrel of pork, and I'm greased from me feet to me chin. Don't worry, Santa, we knows what to do. Come in and sit down for an hour or two. Have 5 or 6 drinks off this old Mountain Dew, and enjoy this fine Christmas evening. In an hour or two he was back in his sleigh, and he doubled his speed as he slipped on his way. If your presents smell salty on this Christmas day, it's the pork that slipped him down your chimney. Oh, what a pickle he's in. He's pickle and pork from his feet to his chin. He slipped down your chimney with a big greasy grin, and pork up your Christmas for you. watch out for that old Mountain Dew.
George.
That was special.
Wow. I just didn't want that to end.
We got the whole tape. You can always stick it in the player.
I want that tape, and I want to go cruising around Winnipeg in that tape. That was amazing. George Westcott's version of A White Christmas, and also his original Pork Up Your Christmas, which I don't even know what to say about that.
No.
But was he from Newfoundland?
I think he's from Newfoundland.
Newfoundland's finest, George Westcott. Oh, hopefully Hopefully George is still with us and still making music like that for Chris, for the ladies down at the Legion. That is just amazing.
Yeah.
Next up, we have a Christmas concert.
Oh, yeah. My kid had his Christmas concert last week, and I was kind of surprised at some of the songs they chose for it. They chose Californication by the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Brain Stew by Green Day. And when I saw Brain Stew up there, I figured, you know what, I got to record this because this is going to be special.
Yeah.
And so I recorded it and I brought it here. I figured if it's good enough for my kids' Christmas concert, then it's good enough for the show.
Well, nothing says Christmas like Brain Stew by Green Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love this new kind of de-Christmify things or whatever. Not that I care either way, but it's pretty funny. It's like this is the holidays, you know. Let's listen to some Green Day, and then Laura and Christine, which came from, I believe you were talking about this last time you were here a couple times.
It was a cassette that I don't even know where the heck I got it from, but
it was lodged in a player or something. Or did you buy a player?
So.
Okay,
but I got a box of junk, and I think this cassette was in there.
Yeah.
And it's two girls, I guess they're sisters, and they had taken organ lessons, and so they figured they'd make everybody's Christmas present that year, and they recorded a tape of them playing Christmas songs on the organ.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. So we hear that, and we'll be back with more here on our Christmas Craptapular here on CKUW 95.9 FM, Amateur Hour, where bad is good and worse even better. Here's some Brain Stew from Nordale's Grade 8 Band.
Our next carol is Away in a Manger. This one is played by Laura. Thank you.
And we're back here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM, your source for the weird, the wild, and the wonderfully awful Christmas music. Next up, well, we should mention in the background here, we got Switched on Santa. We're playing some Moog. We got some Moog cookbook, and then we had Switched on Santa here with the little drummer boy.
Yep, pulled it off an A-track.
Nice.
Made by Pickwick, everybody's favorite cheap label, at least in the 70s. Yeah, how do you do drums on a Moog? I guess you can't. It was evidenced by the background music.
One of the most interesting tapes you brought us today is Venus Envy, and for those who are not familiar with Venus Envy, it's basically a band that sings LGBTQ type songs.
Yep.
But this one is a Christmas album that they made.
Called I'll Be a Homo for Christmas.
Oh, amazing. And the song we chose here is Lesbians We Have Heard on High.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think there's much I can say about this song.
There's not really.
I really can't say
anything. It kind of says it all.
Yep.
Yeah. And then we're going to follow that up with Noogies and the Chipmunk song. And this is a version of...
That was a disco single I got in a box of free records. And it was actually about 8 minutes long.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a huge long disco jam at the beginning of the song, so I chopped a whole bunch of it off, and we wouldn't have to put up with it.
It's just the good parts, then, I guess.
Yeah, well, I don't know how much good parts are in that song.
All right, we're going to hear that, and then we'll be back with to Yo-Ho-Ho with DC Talk here
right on
the Amateur Hour Christmas Craptacular, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
One Ellery cow.
Tape rolling, doo doo heads.
Sorry. Lesbians, we have heard on high.
some lesbian code.
Tape is rolling.
Lesbians, we have felt on high.
Oh.
Lesbians, we have heard on high. Echoing their sad refrain, Mom and Dad will surely die when they hear their daughters gay. Always gay and full of cheer, and she'll share a bed with me. Christmas, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle to your gate.
Was magical.
Wow. I'm so glad you cut that down by half.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oof. That was Noogies with the Chipmunk song. Yeah, just when you think that song just couldn't get any more annoying, it just...
Yeah, they gotta add a disco beat in there.
Let's just throw that in there. Whew! I personally like the slowed down Satan version, but that's just me.
I have yet to hear that.
Oh, it's just... All you have to do is just, you know, if you have it on 45, you put it back to 33.
I suppose.
We got a few more up. DC Talk. Oh, yeah. Yo-Ho-Ho.
Yeah, the Yo-Ho-Ho.
And I played DC Talk before. I think they're the ones behind Jesus About to Wrap This Up, Rapture song.
I wouldn't know. This isn't a DC Talk album. It's a Christian Christmas compilation album.
Called Yo-Ho-Ho?
Yeah, and it's all rap music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
We have Mary Had a Little Lamb on this. Really?
They need some filler.
I guess so. Nothing. Everybody needs filler.
And then we're also going to hear Metro.
Oh, Metro, yeah. He's from Saskatchewan, I think. And he put out an album called 11 Days from Christmas. And it's he's a Ukrainian guy, and he, you know, throws in a little bit of Ukrainian jargon and, you know, Holovchi and, you know, Petahayo and, you know, whatever. all these Ukrainian terms.
All right.
Yeah.
Another 8-track special.
Yeah, I have 3 albums by this guy now.
Probably the only one in Canada.
Probably, yeah.
His mom is probably the other person.
He's still recording albums,
is
too.
He?
Yeah.
Wow.
I looked him up on the internet, and he's got some new ones out there. He's must be about 80 years old now, because this is on an 8-track.
Well, let's hear DC Talk here on Amateur Hour, our Christmas Craptapular, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Fish for men, a genuine commission, meaning he would send me to tell you about my Savior and Lord. So if you wonder what's up, well, you're in store for more than a happy-go-lucky tune about Christmas and how it's coming soon. This song will tell you how it all began and how man seemed to change that plan. I know this to be true in black and white. God's word said it, so you know that's right. It's Christmas time. Rolled around for mucho gets the tea was down. Stereo mixes to microphones, I caused pops to take ridiculous loans. Until a few years back, I attended a play about Christmas, and it went this way. People were ill and all across the land. It was tax season, and the king had a plan. He sent all the people back to where they were born for a census, which I'm sure they adored. As we moved down the line, things started to get hairy. God chose Joseph and a virgin named Mary. By this time, I was on the edge of my pew. But hold up, I got a break for a few.
Nip it at your nose and your clothes too. lots of polkas being played by the band. Elves dressed up like Eskimos, riders and bombers. Everybody knows a turkey, and boy, I know some turkeys, but they help, you know, to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow. That's from standing too close to Mom when she's peeling onions in the kitchen. But let me tell you, they know that Kris Kringle Arch is on the way. He's loaded his half-truck down full of boxed and parade. And every mother's child is going to spy. Aha, to see if reindeers really have to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase. Now here's the simple phrase. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Simple phrase. Metro, metro, yaitzi, yaitzi, kubasa. Metro, metro, rara. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Ah, Metro.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
That was his first album, too.
Wow. Yep. If your first album's a Christmas album, mm-hmm. you're Jon Bon Jovi.
But, that's right, too.
Anyway, well, first of all, before we do our last set here, I'd like to thank Ben Druins from Classical Gas Emissions for coming in again. Go check out his blog. It's got all this fantastic stuff.
Oh, always fun making those entries.
Yeah, and yeah, we'll have you on before long again okay. here on the show.
Sounds good.
This is some great, terrible Christmas music on the Christmas Craptacular Volume 2. Again, Volume 3 coming up next week, Christmas Eve. If you want to hear Christmas in the Stars, a Star Wars Christmas album, if you're not sick of it yet, you can tune on to this show and we'll be playing it in its entirety. But we're going to leave you with a couple more Christmas songs from Ben here. Care Bears.
Yep.
Christmas Without Santa.
Yep.
Sounds.
Well, they exclaim how horrible the Christmas is without Santa. Yeah. You know, how horrible these songs are, I guess. Yeah.
And, yeah.
And Archie Wood.
And Archie Wood and his friends.
Yeah.
With their cover of Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah, well, it's actually his puppet Petite singing.
Oh, well, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, Archie Wood. I have one of his Archie Wood albums.
I have about three or four of them.
Yeah, I'm going to do, yeah, we should, when you come back, we'll do a ventriloquist show.
Little Marcy albums, too.
Yeah. Oh, they're just awful.
Yeah.
I have two of them, little Smokey the Bear albums. Two.
Really?
Two.
Dear Lord.
Yeah, I'll give you one.
Okay.
All right, here on Amateur Hour. Thanks so much, Ben. Twang Trust and the Stu Reed and the Twang Trust coming up next. I'm sure he'll have loads and loads of more Christmas fodder for you. Stick to CKUW 95.9 FM for all your Christmas crap needs. Stick around.
Gosh, this has to be the saddest Christmas ever.
Christmas without Santa is the saddest day of all. It's like Easter with no bunny. It's like winter without fall. A hot dog without mustard or a burger with no bun. Yes, a Santa Clausless Christmas is a Christmas with no fun. He must be very busy or he might have or he might have made the wrong turn on his way to Carolina. So like cones without their ice cream or good nights without a kiss, we'll just wipe away our teardrops. Bears can't worry about this. He must be very busy.
now, folks, on our program.
Hold it.
Yes, Marvin?
Well, you know Robbie the robot?
Well, of course we all know Robbie the robot.
He just ate up all our turkey.
Oh, now, just a moment. You mean the turkey that I had on the table?
Yep. He chewed it up.
Well, what's wrong with the can of dog food I left him?
Well, you know, what would you rather have, a can of dog food or the turkey?
Well, I'd rather have the turkey.
Well, doesn't that answer your question?
Boys and girls, we'll take care of the turkey in a minute.
Okay, I'll go over there and see what he's up to right now.
Boy, that Marvin Mousy interrupts us right in the middle of our record. Now, oh yes, Petite.
I'm here.
Petite, are you ready to sing Frosty the Snowman?
I'm all set, Uncle Bob.
All right, Petite, let's hear it.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head,